Welcome to the Regulating AI podcast. Join host Sanjay Puri as he explores the dynamic and developing world of artificial intelligence governance. Each episode features deep dives with global leaders at the forefront of regulating AI responsibly, tackling the challenges using AI can bring about head-on and enabling balance without hindering innovation.
Welcome to the Regulating AI podcast. We are live at TechX Big Data and AI conference in London on February 6, 2025. I have with me Shar from PVML. Welcome to the Regulating AI podcast, Shar.
Thank you very much and thank you for having me.
Wow, wonderful. Shar, one of the big things that is being discussed, we are in London, the EU AI Act, and also compliance of different rules and regulations around the world. You have a product that kind of helps companies with compliance. Can you just give us a little broad, just a brief idea, how does your product help somebody, let's say a company that's trying to get to be in compliance with the EU AI Act?
Definitely. So at PVML, we come with unique technology that's called differential privacy that can ensure mathematically that output that received from data doesn't reveal any information about individual and could not re-identify in any way, no matter how computational power do you have. And with this technology, which is, we know, much more comprehensive or much more restrictive and for what GDPR required, allow you to do much more with the data. So we come with our infrastructure to connect all the data sources in one place, and then we help them to manage their access to data for AI, for BI tools, even for data scientists or developers that want to access to data, while maintaining the compliance in the highest level. And GDPR and the AI Act, they explore many different techniques, and they determine that the golden standard is differential privacy. This is the only mechanism that can guarantee the privacy of the individual from the data, while enable you to analyze the data and the population in general. And that's the purpose. In general, you don't care, company doesn't care about specific individual. They want to get insights about the population, you know, improve their product, integrate AI, help them get be more data driven. But the regulation holds them back a lot of time. So we come with PVML and we decide our mission is make sure that company can progress and rely on data while maintain those regulations, that is very important as well.
Mm-hmm. So, Shar, data is the lifeblood of AI, as you know. And because AI is gathering data from the internet, it is going to have its biases and things of that nature. Now, obviously, companies who are implementing that need to make sure that when they use the foundation models or those tools, the information that their employees or customers get does not have that kind of information. Are there ways to protect against some of those biases and things of that nature for clients? I mean, our audience is also policymakers, and one of the things they're concerned about is biases, hallucinations, etc. So is it possible? Some people say it is not possible to cleanse the AI of biases or hallucination because that's just who that's human nature is. What are your thoughts on that?
So familiar with RAG techniques that can extract concepts from different knowledge and could actually helps a lot with this hallucination. Yeah, if you ask question about your data and the AI doesn't familiar data, he will made up some result. But if you provide some context and said, oh, this is the relevant for the user question, then it could helps a lot to prevent hallucination. Of course, that with 100% you can be sure that this is a reliable information, but in most cases with 99% you can be sure that you get accurate results, if you enrich those models, which is basically static, you know, this is pre-trained on specific data, as you mentioned, in the all the internet, but it doesn't familiar with your data. And it doesn't familiar with the latest model. Mm-hmm. For example, I just tried to ask the model about DeepSeek, ChatGPT, for example, and it didn't know anything about it. So when I give him some context, then he become much more sophisticated. Then he produced much more better results. So that's what exactly we do with PVML. We help you get context from data privately, of course, and with mathematical guarantee, which is important. And then enrich those prompt of another AI model that will become familiar with the data. And then it produces a very valuable and reliable CC answer, which you can also give explanation to user and say, oh, look, this answer based on those results from this data source, and that's make the insight much more valuable.
So Shar, what you are saying again for our listeners is that if there are enterprises, they need to train the LLMs on their corporate data, because not just publicly available data. Now, one question I have for you is it possible that the internal company data also has some biases in there?
Definitely. Data integrity is a different problem that we try to tackle. But yes, you have a lot of redundant information. You have a lot of bias information as well inside the data. And I think this is very important that company will make sure that they will maintain only the data they need, but also when they enter a new record, they make sure that it's reliable, because you have a lot of junk, a lot of spam, a lot of customer that is just registered, but they never use. So you need to have a criteria that say, oh, this record is valuable. And if you have a way to do that, then data became much more valuable. But another for your question, I don't think that it's sustainable that company will start to train their model. So the real, you know, with their data, because what's happened when you have a new model and training and fine tuning a model is a very expensive process. So what we think is the right approach, that is the retrieval augment generated approach, is that you query the data live, and then you extract some context from this data. That's what we are doing. And with this context, you can enrich the model in the prompt itself with more data. And then it becomes much more accurate and live as well. Because when you're training a model, you don't have a live access to the data. You have a static snapshot of the model for specific time. And it could also create hallucination and bias, because if I ask what is the revenue today and it doesn't know because it trained on data from 2021, then you have a not so good results.
Well, that's a very important point. Shar, another question, because right now this is the big talk in data, is the use of synthetic data. What is your view on synthetic data? Wow.
Amazing question. Thank you for asking me that. So first of all, synthetic data have a very mathematical problem.
What is the mathematical problem?
Let's talk about it. So when you create a synthetic data, you cannot mathematically capture the relation between feature in the data. And mathematically, the concept is going like that. It's going exponentially with the number of features that you have in the data. Mm-hmm. So it's 2 times the number of features. Mm-hmm. And if you have 100 features, it's more than all the atoms in the universe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you have a data with a lot of features, then it's become irrelevant for analysis purposes. So the main use case, as I see it, for data synthetic is not for analysis purposes or getting data accurate. It's more for testing and experiments that the product works well. But when you want get live insights and make sure that you have accurate results, then you need something more comprehensive. And also, you still have the problem that you train the data on synthetic create you, when you create sorry synthetic version, so you train a model to create those synthetic data. Then it's also this is synthetic version is available for this specific time that the model trained on. So you don't have the live as well. So all those problems make this solution less practical from the analysis and insight side, and more valuable for testing and make sure that the developer can access the real data.
Shar, that's very helpful. Can you address the topic of open source models? Do you see any challenges on data with open source, or you think that's not an issue? Or because the world, I mean, DeepSeek,
yeah,
Mistral, Llama, there seems to be a movement now. Gemini has released some open source. Sam Altman just, I think yesterday, made a statement that they are probably going to go towards some of that too, because that's where seems to be the momentum. But from a data standpoint, whether it's hallucinations, whether it's biases, etc., does open source have any role in that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that open source could solve some problem. And I'm fascinated that now you can have it on ChatGPT model, like, you know, with same performance. DeepSeek did it, and it's amazing. I think it will advance the AI further, and it will increase the adoption of AI. So yeah, but what the challenges around open source, as I see it, is, okay, I have this. So now I need another infrastructure that will deploy it locally, because the problem, if I don't have any issues with privacy and regulation, so I can use those AI, and maybe it will be better for organization. So before you choosing local model, you need to think about the problem that you try to tackle, because it's most of the time it will be more efficient and cheaper to use those commutative AI.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a very sensitive information and you want to use AI, then maybe you can use a local model that will share the information with, and it could help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't recommend an organization to try to start to fine tune this model, mm-hmm, because this is very rapid growth industry, and you get improvement every day. So still, I recommend to use the RAG, retrieval augment generation approach, that release context. And then when you have a new model, you have all the infrastructure, you have all the things that you need to in place, and you can change only the model. So that's also a challenge that we try to solve with our product, that you develop, when you develop your AI agent, when you develop your AI workflow, you will do it in agnostic way.
Mm.
That is, help you to switch in a button the model, and you don't couple with the AI provider, or you don't couple with those specific model, and then you have more a very efficient way to change and keep up with the technology.
Yeah. So what you're saying is use RAG for your data sources, etc. Final question, Shar. There is this conversation about these small language model or on-device language models. Apple's approach is that it should be on the device, etc. What implications does that have for data or for you?
Okay, so first of all, we don't aim to solve the problem of local devices. I think it's important, but you're still limited by those models. You need them if you want a real, you know, heavy analysis, heavy duty machine that access the data and from different and from multiple data sources. You need a model with more parameter, and even you need a model with reinforcement learning.
Yeah.
That's what DeepSeek R1 did, and those models cannot run locally. Maybe in the future, and I think that contribution of open source, that you can distillate this model to a very small and compact model. But still, when you want hard job, I think you need to use those models rather than local. But local could help you with simple summarization, you know, sharp your emails, and help you with your calendar and etc. But I think in the organizational level, you need those heavy machine for different tasks.
Well, that's so very helpful. Thanks for your insight into data, the implications of synthetic data, open source. Really appreciate you being on the podcast, Shar. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to the Regulating AI Innovate Responsibly podcast. You'll find links in the show notes to any resources mentioned on the show. If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review.